You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to the European Football Podcast, brought to you by William Hill. Another big weekend of action right across the continent, with El Clasico taking centre stage on Sunday night. We've got a couple of games to preview in depth, a big match in the Netherlands as well. Sam Norris and Alex Dunn on the podcast this week. And first things first, how are you, Alex Dunn?
I'm very well, thank you, Sam Norris. How are you?
I'm good. We're back together. It's been a couple of weeks that we haven't done this. Well, what one of us has been here?
Let me think. I think the last time... Did I do it last week or did you do it last week?
I did it last week.
The week before that, me and Dave Kellner did it.
Yeah.
Or Dave Kellner and I should say. Sorry, everyone who likes things done right. Mm. And I seem to remember that we slagged you off quite a bit, Sam.
Yeah.
For being a chav. a womper.
A womper.
I do believe is what you were called. I never say anything on a podcast that I wouldn't say to anyone's face. So would you like...
Fair enough.
Would you like a comeback or not?
No, it's fine. No, it's fine. I'm going to be the bigger man because I...
For the first time in your life.
Because I very rarely get the opportunity to be the bigger man. So when I can take it...
Listeners, if you've never seen Sam, he is... how tall are you?
5'6" or 5'7".
He's little diddy.
Not very tall.
You could put him in your pocket and carry him round for European tips and...
You could do.
And darts and poker and other things that you like.
I was really sweet on my European nap last week, though, but it didn't land.
Well, I am...
Mark put one in for you, actually. I don't know if it won or not.
Ooh.
It was a draw late in France. Marseille versus Saint-Étienne, I believe, late Sunday.
Let's have a look.
Because... As much as I suggested that Mark should put in a guaranteed loser for you.
Bloody hell, Wally.
Good work, Mark.
Only 4-0.
I did ask him right at the start of the podcast, could you put up a losing tip for Alex then so I don't lose any ground? Because I was just convinced that my nap was going to win last week.
2 goals from Florian Thauvin. He's been amazing this season, by the way.
An absolute revelation now he's moved away from Newcastle.
Yeah, right. But this week, El Clasico is brilliant.
Yeah.
Mouth-watering. Shall we do the Dutch game first?
We shall. Let's start with PSV versus Ajax. Another big game as well in the Netherlands, in the Eredivisie. PSV and the betting at 23-20. The draw is 13-5. And Ajax are available at 19-10 for this game. Ajax currently sits second. PSV are in third. There's a bit of a gap between the pair. And given that PSV have got a bit of a gap themselves back to Utrecht in fourth, you get the sense that this one means a lot more to the away side than it does to the home, Alex.
Quite possibly, but these two obviously have got a long-standing rivalry, and it is a shame that PSV aren't in the title hunt, because if they were, this would be a fascinating game. As it happens, it still is. Feyenoord, of course, lost to Ajax going back a couple of weeks ago and also dropped points on the road at Zwolle. So the door has been opened for Ajax, who've been in good form of late following that win it against Feyenoord. They're destroying teams at the minute. 2-5-1 wins in a row, a 4-1, and then before that, Feyenoord. So they're in fantastic form. We are recording this on Thursday, and Ajax are in Europa League action this evening as we record against Schalke. So it'll be interesting to see how they fare there psychologically, if you like, because they have been, as I said, absolutely flying, and they do carry a 2-0 lead from the first leg at home into that game. So I'd be hopeful. Put it this way, if Ajax are out of the Europa League, I would not be backing them here.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though the league is still potentially there for the taking?
I just think psychologically it's a big blow. And whether they get through or not, you've got to factor in the fact that PSV are fresh.
Yeah, that's true. And I suppose it would be more the fact that Ajax had thrown away a 2-goal advantage than it would be anything else. If they were 2-0 down from the first leg and got knocked out tonight, it wouldn't be as much of a
deal. No. But PSV's home form has been very, very good. They've won every single home game this calendar year, and they've scored plenty of goals in the process as well. Got a 2-0, 4-3, 3-0, 3-1, 4-0, 5-0, and a 1-0 as well. But we'll ignore that one because can't talk about goals. Ajax, on the other hand, their away form isn't absolutely superb, but it's still pretty good. They tend to not score as many on the road. I know they're coming here off the back of that 5-1 win at Nijmegen away from home. The thing is, these two sides don't lose. They've lost twice this season each, which is better than Feyenoord.
Mm.
But the issue is PSV have just drawn a few too many. They've conceded, in fact, the top three have all conceded 21 goals. That's quite incredible, actually, at this stage of the season.
Exactly 21.
Exactly 21, all three of them. But I think the way that it's priced up, you've got to be tempted by Ajax. You've also got to factor in that recent head-to-heads have certainly gone Ajax's way. Well, recent head-to-heads at the Philips Stadium have gone Ajax's way. In fact, away sides have got a really good record in this game, or at least in recent years anyway. You have to go back to January 2014 for the last time that a home side won this fixture. That was Ajax on that occasion. Now, I always think of this game as being a glut of goals. Well, the recent head-to-heads, they're sort of meh.
Yeah.
1-0, 2-0, 2-1, 3-1, 3-1, 1-0. It's okay. So it's hard to know how to play this exactly, but I'm a massive Ajax fan, and provided that all is well, European-wise,
yeah,
and provided... Well, no, even... I know I've said I don't want to back them if they go out the Europa League.
Yeah.
I know, and if you listen to this after that, by the way, then sorry for going on about it. A theoretical idea as far as we're concerned now. I just don't think Ajax should be this big, or more to the point, I don't think PSV should be that short.
Do you think that Ajax's price will contract if they're to progress on Thursday night?
Possibly. You've got to factor in the fact that regardless of whether they get through or not, they will be a bit tired off the back of this.
Yeah.
But do you want to back PSV at 23-20 against a side that they've only lost twice all season? Mm. I'm not so sure. So I would love Ajax to win, but I'm leaning towards the draw, and more specifically, drawing both teams to score. I do think it'll be fairly open, but not too much, if that makes sense. I think we'll see goals, but not. It's not going to be a 4-3, I don't think. So I'd play match result and both teams to score, draw at threes. I'd also be interested in backing just a 1-1 draw at 7-1.
Yeah.
If you are looking for a correct score. There's the draw and unders, draw and overs market. I wouldn't really want to play either of those because, like I said, I like 1-1, but wouldn't surprise me if it's 2-2, or could be 0-0, I suppose.
Yeah.
But that would be a bit of a shock, I would say. Both teams score, by the way, on its own is 2s on. That's okay, but not the best. So, very, very tight, fascinating game in prospect. If pushed, I'd go for Ajax, but if you are back in Ajax, I'd probably play them draw no bet. You've got to have the draw on your side, I think. Ajax draw no bet, by the way, 6-5. Very similar price to backing PSV.
That isn't bad,
full stop.
Yeah.
So, that isn't too bad either, but I do think it'll be a draw, but a scoring one.
Okay, a score draw then, the selection for Alex in that big game, the Eredivisie. We go to La Liga now for El Clasico, which comes up on Sunday night this time around, 7:45 kickoff on Sunday, so there should be no blackout. We should be able to should be able to watch it. 21-20 Real Madrid, 3-1 the draw, and Barcelona in the betting at 21-10. We've seen the pair of them in Champions League action this week, Alex. Real Madrid obviously went to extra time against Bayern, so they may well be a little bit tired from that. But also Barcelona, who played a day later and hammered on the door at Juventus but couldn't get through. I know they only played 90 minutes, but I would suggest that Barca might be a little bit tired after the huff and puff they put into the Juventus game.
Yeah, possibly. Did you watch... I watched the Leicester game on...
Yes, I watched...
Tuesday night.
I watched the Leicester game and then I watched extra time of the Real Madrid.
Have you seen what Vidal got sent off for?
Yes.
That's sort of appalling, isn't it? I only saw it yesterday, so I saw it back.
Some very bitter and angry fan has made a video compilation of all the mistakes.
That's what I saw.
Is that what you saw? There's three or four times that Casemiro could have been sent off. Ronaldo's offside for two of his goals.
They got away with it a bit.
Yes.
They shouldn't have even been in that situation because, you know, having the advantage that they had from the first leg,
you would
think. But look, if you're looking at the league form, Barca coming into this are 3 points behind Real Madrid, and Real have a game in hand. That's the key. There's not long to go, and basically Barca have to win.
It's must win, yes.
Must win for Barca. I was surprised to see Real this short, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
given that a draw probably suits them? Is it must not lose for Real?
Pretty much. But at the same time, I thought Barca would be bigger.
Yeah.
It's a tricky one. The draw's a big price. That's all I'll say on it. It's a big price. I'm not necessarily tipping it up.
Yeah.
But it's priced up a little differently to how I would price it up anyway. But Real Madrid's, on the whole, have been in very good form of late. They drew against Atleti at home. That was not the best result, but it's okay. Barca, every single time Barca have a good run of form, they find a way of just messing it up. Just, you think, right, go on then. Now go and challenge for the title. And then more recently, it was that loss at Malaga. They tend to stutter quite a bit. Their away form hasn't been amazing this season. 16 games, they've won 10 of them, drawn 3 and lost 3. And Real's home form's sensational.
Yeah.
We know that. Unbeaten at home this season. The fact that you've got a side that are unbeaten at home this season at odds against, people will be tempted by, definitely.
Mm.
So the enhanced odds, Ronaldo to score, Real to win, was 7-4, pushed out to 2s, or Messi to score, Barca to win, was 16-5, is now 7-2. You would think that backing either of those, if you fancy the respective team, is likely to put you in clover. But
do you know that Messi had 5 shots off target against Juventus, which is his highest in European competition since 2011, where he had 6 off target against Bartek Borisov?
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a stat, that, Sam Norris. You've come fully equipped with stats today.
It doesn't help us trying to have a bet here.
No, but
but yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it?
I honestly don't know how to play this. I think Real will win, heart of hearts.
Really?
Right, okay. I do think they will. They're not the best price to do so.
Yeah.
So it's trying to extract that bit more value. I think I'm going to come down on Real and both teams to score, which incidentally is the exact same price as we record as Barca are, full stop. Both teams to score has landed, I think I'm right in saying, in 20 of the last 21 meetings between the two, and the only time it didn't was the 4-0 defeat.
Yes.
Last year. So
20 out of 21.
I think so.
Blimey.
I think I'm right in saying, because me and Ray used to, or Ray and I, I've done it again.
Ray and I
used to sit here on the old days of the podcast before you came along. and basically, this was the cash cow, if you like. But yeah, you have to go back to a Champions League game in 2011 for the last time that these two met and both teams did not score. That was, of course, until November.
Yes.
2015.
Blimey.
Where Barca won 4-0. So it's normally pretty solid for that.
It's not an awful 1-3 shot in that respect.
Well, that's
then.
The thing, but it used to be put all you want on it, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think the one time I did was when it didn't land.
Yeah.
So just be careful, because it is very, very short.
Yeah.
Similarly, if you're saying that both teams to score is very likely, then you're going to be tempted by over 2.5 goals, but that's 7-20. It's a very similar price, actually.
Yeah.
I'd probably rather back the BTS than that. So I think if you are having a bet, you've got to formulate it around both teams scoring, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
I will go Real and both teams score 21-10. I respect the draw and both teams score 16-5. I'm hoping it's an absolute classic. It could be.
Yeah.
For all that I've said, I think Real will win. I would love it if Barca did, purely for the title.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, can you see Real dropping points again if they lose this?
Mm.
Not really. So I think the title is pretty much theirs. I mean, it's even money, Sam, for Messi anytime. You've got to be tempted by that price. Mm. I know that I've already mentioned Ronaldo. I know that on the William Hill website there is the goal scorers coupled, isn't
yes.
there?
Yes. Big fan of that market.
Let's have a look. It's score and match specials, isn't it, under that tab? And there's plenty of really interesting ones. You've got to score in the first 10 minutes, player to score in both halves, first home goal scorer, first away goal scorer, to score a header even. The one I'm going to focus on is the anytime goal scorer is doubled, Ronaldo and Messi to score at any time, 5-2. It's some way down the console, if you like. But, again, you're going to get a run for your money there.
Yep.
And if one of them scores, which is very likely, then at least you've got a little run for the rest of the game, if you like. So, look, it's going to be fascinating. Heart says, would love Barca to win. Head says, very hard to get from Real, away from Real. I will settle for Real and both teams to score.
Okay.
But what do you think? It could be such a good game. And the thing is, they can often be quite trappy, these big games.
Yeah.
But not this one. It never seems to be too trappy. Especially when Barca have to win.
I think it'll be a draw.
Okay.
Because I think it's, for all it is must win for Barca, it's must not lose for Real. And they will feel, if they can avoid defeat here, that that could be the La Liga title.
Big, so I think, big price, isn't
it? Yeah, I do think it's a big price at 3-1. I had similar thoughts to you. Neither Madrid or Barca are that attractively priced.
No. I'll tell you what I've just seen, actually, that is quite nice. Both score no draw is 17-20. I know you've just tipped the draw up, and I'm not ruling the draw out.
Yeah.
But as an enhancement on the both teams to score at 3s on.
Yeah, just take the draw out of it and get 17-20. That isn't bad,
Not too bad.
I don't mind the 5-2 either. I mean, it's obviously a trickier game than they're both accustomed to, but we are talking about the two most prolific goal scorers in the entire world. 5-2 that they both score. I didn't think that looked too bad either.
I'm just going to side with Real, and you're on the draw.
Yep. Okay, 21-10 in the price of Real Madrid to win the match and both teams to score. I like the draw at 3-1. Let's get to the naps then this weekend. Neither had a winner last week, although to be fair, you weren't here, Alex, so I will forgive you for that one.
Thanks.
I'm going to Portugal on Saturday evening for my nap this week. Sporting Lisbon take on Benfica. 13-8 for Sporting Lisbon. 11-5 the draw. And Benfica are 8-5. I am going nap this week on Sporting at 13-8. They don't have a great deal to play for. They're sort of marooned in third spot. They're well clear of fourth, and they won't be catching Porto in second. And Benfica, who are 3 points clear of Porto, definitely need to get the 3 points more here. There is no question about that. But Benfica can be a little bit iffy away from home. They are susceptible to dropping points. They were beaten by a goal to nil by Vitória Setúbal away from home. Drop points to Paços de Ferreira. And if you actually look at them on the road, they sneak past teams. They've won 3 of their last 4 games away from home by a single goal, all of those 1-0. And I'm not sure a side as good as Sporting can allow you to sneak past them. And Sporting have been in very good home form of late. They beat Boavista 4-0, 2-0 against Nacional. They beat Rio Ave by a goal to nil. They beat Paços de Ferreira 4-2. So there's a bit of collateral form in there. So despite the fact that Benfica have a much greater need of the 3 points, I think they're a little bit iffy away from home. And Sporting at 13-8 gets my nap vote this week.
Big price.
Yeah, I think that's a big price.
Okay, I'm going to go to Scotland for my nap. Am I allowed to do this?
Is that European?
Yes, it is in Europe.
I tell you what, we'll allow it because we don't have any Scottish football podcast, do we? Really?
That's what I was just thinking then.
Okay.
I can probably make a guess. It's definitely in Europe. Confirmed.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that it's in the continent of Europe.
I just think as well, like you said, we don't have a podcast for Scottish football.
Yeah, that's true.
Dave Donaldson offers his thoughts in video form. Mm-hmm. But with such a big game, it is Celtic Rangers. It's midday on Sunday, I think I'm right in saying.
23rd, yeah, that's Sunday.
Yes. And basically just Celtic minus one. Quite simple.
Yeah.
They're 2s on to win the game, but they're 5-4 minus a goal. I was looking at all the card markets. There's some great value to be found. That we've got player to be carded and the full list, and
everyone.
It's you're gonna find some value. I mean, in these games, I think I know that the refs will try to, you know, calm things down early doors, but there are some players who are a big price to be booked.
Yeah,
who even if they've done nothing or don't even have a nasty streak, it doesn't matter in games like this. So plenty of value to be found, but yeah, I'm going to go for Celtic minus one as my nap this week, which is dubious. I'm not always going to go to Scotland for my nap. I've never done it before, but it's a big game in a weekend of big games all across the continent.
Yeah, there is some massive fixtures around the continent this weekend. That is for sure. So your nap, Celtic minus one. My nap is Sporting Lisbon to get the better of Benfica in Portugal. And hopefully we can have a winning nap double, because we started the season pretty well for that, but we've
done all right.
Tailed off a little bit.
I think it's because we're never here together. That's the issue.
Let's blame Dave Kellner and Mark Walton.
Absolutely. And just to confirm, is that the final? No, it's the semi-final, isn't it, of course, of the Scottish
FA Cup.
Yeah. Yep. And the other one is on, that's Hibs Aberdeen, which is on Saturday.
Okay, excellent stuff. Thank you very much then. Alex, do listen to all the William Hill podcasts at audioboom.com/William Hill. Listen to InPlay Radio throughout the course of the week, where they'll be offering you the best InPlay tips across all of the football and indeed the wider world of sport. Thanks, Alex, and we'll speak again hopefully next week.
Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.